Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 43 degrees now at 8:30. Today is a holy day for Jews and many Christians.
Jews worldwide are preparing for the Passover, or Pesach as it is known in Hebrew. It's the marking of the Exodus, the salvation of ancient Israelites from bondage to the Egyptian pharaohs. The week-long holiday begins tonight with a ritual retelling of the story while seated for a feast called a Seder. It is also Good Friday for Western Christians, which marks the day, according to tradition, Jesus of Nazareth was crucified by Roman authorities in Jerusalem. The original Good Friday occurred the morning after a Passover Seder, which is said to have been the setting for the Last Supper. Orthodox Christians will observe Good Friday next week. Eben Brown, Fox News.
One person is dead following an accident on the Kansas Turnpike.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says the crash happened in the southbound lanes of the Turnpike, 1 mile south of the El Dorado exit, around 3 Thursday afternoon. Troopers say a Ford Econoline van driven by 22-year-old Brian Garcia Alvera went off the roadway, overcorrected, and came back onto the roadway before rolling several times and ending up in a ditch. A 29-year-old man was also seriously injured in the crash, which remains under investigation. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
Kansas officials have issued a new fiscal forecast that is a little more optimistic about how much tax revenue the state should expect to collect over the next 2 years. The slightly better projections would give the state more room to expand Medicaid or provide tax relief. Forecasters increased their projections for tax collections for the current budget year by $45 million and the next budget year by $64 million. Sentencing is set for today for the California couple who pleaded guilty to holding 13 children captive in their home.
David and Louise Turpin faced 25 years to life in prison. They pleaded guilty to 14 felony counts, including torture, false imprisonment, and cruelty. The children, who range in age from 2 to 29, were found when a 17-year-old sibling jumped out of a window and called 911 to report the couple. The teen said the kids were chained for as many as 2 months at a time and only freed to brush their teeth or use the bathroom. Police say some of the older siblings were so malnourished they still looked like young children. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A new Fox News poll looks ahead to the presidential race of 2020. Who are the favorites and how interested are voters?
More than half, 52% of respondents, describe themselves as extremely interested in the coming race for president. In the Republican Party, 88% say they would be at least satisfied if President Trump were renominated. Among Democrats, former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders are the only hopefuls that satisfy more than 70% of party faithful. Also for Democrats, the top issues that resonate with voters, congressional term limits, renewable energy, and Medicare for all. Issues such as a border wall and raising the number of Supreme Court justices were not as important. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
This weekend, the Wichita Police Department will be operating a DUI check lane at an undisclosed location.
We will be collaborating with the Kansas Highway Patrol and also the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department with this assignment. Specifically, the DUI check lane will start at approximately 10 p.m. Saturday and run through approximately 2 a.m. on Sunday. The Wichita Police Department wants to remind everyone not to drink and drive.
Officer Charlie Davidson says this is a grant-funded effort through the Impaired Driving Deterrent Program. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A much quieter weather pattern is going to be building in today and especially tomorrow. Sunshine, 62 at noontime, 67 for the high this afternoon. It'll be clear and 45 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer with a high 78. And we will be breezy on Easter Sunday with a high 81. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 43 degrees. We've got a north wind at 14 miles per hour. 8:34, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
A meme shared by President Trump has HBO responding with its own Song of Ice and Fire.
HBO responds to the president's Game of Thrones-themed tweet in a statement, though we can understand the enthusiasm for Game of Thrones. Now that the final season has arrived, we still prefer our intellectual property not be used for political purposes. Following the release of the Mueller report, the president tweeted a meme of himself in front of fog. It read in the same type as Game of Thrones. No collusion. No obstruction for the haters and the radical left Democrats. Game over. The president has tweeted several similar Game of Thrones images in the past, most recently to announce sanctions and construction of the border. HBO clapped back in both instances. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
He has risen to the top of country music. Singer Jason Aldean.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on the Academy of Country Music's new artist of the decade, Jason Aldean. Aldean has also won Entertainer of the Year 3 times before this. Though backstage, Aldean reflected on what it was like before those awards started rolling in.
I feel like there was a time there where we were sort of the perennial nominee, you know, and there were years where I felt like we had legitimate shots at it. And it just kind of got to the point where I'm like, man, maybe it's just not going to happen for us. And that was just always an award that I just wanted to have once.
Aldean is in a position to be a mentor, especially when taking new acts with him out on the road. He spoke about how he sees up-and-coming artists really working hard right now and taking notes.
Well, you know, I mean, I look out and I see guys like Luke Combs. I see Ashley McBride and, you know, Maren Morris and Kane Brown. I see, you know, I see like a lot of talent, a lot of future, you know. It's cool. It's people that are, you know, love country music and want to take it the next step.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
The annual Gridiron Comedy Show in Wichita is coming up next week. It's our annual spoof of local and national news. Next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, April 25th, 26th, 27th at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Wichita. It's all written and performed by members of the local media. I believe this will be my 23rd Gridiron.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Of course, we always have mystery guests. It's all a big pro. It's all a big benefit for journalism scholarships. That's where 100% of the money goes.
So, who's the mystery guest this year?
It's a mystery.
Oh,
you have to go to find out. You've got to be at the audience there.
All right.
And some of our topics this year might include complaining Wichitans, fast food robberies, the college admissions scandal, the Michael O'Donnell trial, the Me Too movement, and many, 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 many other topics.
I'm laughing already.
We've been laughing a lot at rehearsal. Okay. I think we got some funny stuff.
There you go.
And it's all coming up next week. If you want tickets, the best way to get tickets is go to the Intrust Bank Arena box office downtown. That way there's no extra fees. So you just pay the ticket price. Other options you do have, you can go to selectaseat.com, wichitagridiron.com, and the phone number is 755-SEAT. There you go. Like to see, we always see a lot of listeners from KNSS at the Gridiron Show. So that's coming up next week, Thursday,
be there
Friday, Saturday.
Friday night with my entire entourage.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. All right. A preview of the movies this weekend in the box office, and we'll take a look at that.
I'm Michelle Pomito. In The Curse of La Llorona, ignoring the eerie warning of a troubled mother suspected of child endangerment, a social worker and her own small kids are soon drawn into a supernatural realm. In Penguins, we meet Steve, a penguin on a quest to find a life partner and start a family. But nothing comes easy in the icy and dangerous Antarctic. In Breakthrough, when her 14-year-old son drowns in a lake, a faithful mom prays for him to come back from the brink of death and be healed. This faith-based film stars This Is Us' Chrissy Metz, and it's based on a true story. And Under the Silver Lake stars Andrew Garfield as Sam, intelligent without purpose, who finds a mysterious woman swimming in his apartment's pool one night. The next morning, she disappears. Sam sets off across LA to find her, and along the way uncovers a conspiracy far more bizarre. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
This weekend marks the 70th anniversary of the world premiere of the movie The Stratton Story.
Right.
Starring Jimmy Stewart and June Allison. Jimmy Stewart starring as a baseball pitcher, Monty Stratton, who pitched for the Chicago White Sox back in the 1930s and accidentally shot himself in the leg while hunting in Texas. And that derailed his pitching career. Did come back, though, with a prosthetic leg, and made a comeback as a pitcher. He never pitched again in the big leagues, but he was the White Sox batting practice pitcher for a while, and he pitched several years in the minors.
Really?
And won several games. And yeah. An inspiring story. Jimmy Stewart, starring in The Stratton Story.
Yeah.
Which celebrates its 70th anniversary this weekend. 20 years ago this weekend marks a big announcement by Billy Joel. He performed at the Meadowlands in New Jersey, and then he announced, "This is my last public pop music concert." He also announced plans that he would devote his future efforts to classical music.
Ooh, how about that?
Well,
how'd that work out?
Well, kind of the same way as it worked out with Paul McCartney. Remember when McCartney dropped out of pop music and wrote an oratorio and was going to, Of course, those two are still performing their pop standards to huge crowds.
Yes.
Well, Billy Joel tried to retire from pop music, but it didn't happen. That was 20 years ago today. All right, Steve, this is Easter weekend, of course, which means I'm looking very forward to tomorrow night on ABC, the annual airing of the Ten Commandments.
Oh,
Cecil B. DeMille. For 46 years now, ever since 1973, ABC has regularly aired the Cecil B. DeMille Oscar-winning biblical epic, The Ten Commandments, during the Easter and Passover holiday season. The network only in that time span did not show The Ten Commandments once. That was 20 years ago, back in 1999. They did not show it. And apparently there was a pretty big outcry.
You know where I saw that movie?
Where did you
see
that?
As a kid?
Movie?
At the Mead Drive-In Theater in Kingman, Kansas.
Oh, I'd love to see that on a
drive-in. My brothers and my mom at the drive-in.
Oh, man. Now, see, the Starlight should have shown the Ten Commandments.
Oh, there you go.
That would have been awesome. Anyway, the ABC is showing it.
And of course, you got Charlton Heston as Moses.
Yes. And Yul Brynner as the Pharaoh.
That's Pharaoh.
And Ann Baxter.
Yeah.
Yvonne DiCarlo, John Derek, Vincent Price, John Carradine.
Edward G. Robinson.
Overacting incredibly during the whole thing. There's Edward G., at the building of the golden calf. Where's your Messiah now, see? Where's your Moses now?
Oh,
hey, see? Gotta worship the golden calf. Yeah, that's good stuff.
And you know, the other one was Charlton Heston said, what did he say? What was your favorite line on that one?
Well, let's go ahead and get a little Ten Commandments for you.
Pharaoh of Egypt, let my people go. Fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Will it hold?
After this day, you shall see his chariots no more.
No! You'll be dead under them.
The Lord of hosts will do battle for us. Behold his mighty hand.
Doesn't the Bible say Moses had sort of a speech impediment or something? And he didn't. It was special about talking in public. Charlton Heston's
this is Hollywood, as you mentioned, one of my favorite lines is when Moses is wandering around out in the desert and he ends up at a wealthy
oasis,
and the rich landowner is entertaining Moses with all the hooks,
with all the
food, and he brings out the women, and they do a lengthy, pretty sexy dance routine, and Moses looks around and says, "I will dwell in this land." Of course, you know, Yvonne DiCarlo is batting her eyes at him.
There you go.
I will dwell in this land. Yeah. All right, the Ten Commandments. I'm pumped for tomorrow night. That's entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by our good friends at Napoleon Appliance Repair. Boy, they do a great job serving customers in the Wichita area for more than 20 years. If you need an appliance installed or repaired, these are the folks to call. Terry or Rachel will set you up. Give them a call at 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
New company has an impact on Wichita's real estate market. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal, who's been dwelling in this land for many years. Coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!